Okay, so we're up to the second Mishnah on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. The Mishnah has several topics within it. We'll take up whatever we can of the first topics. Well, three main topics. We'll take up the first one this week. The Mishnah says as follows: Shlosha Dvarim Rabban Gamliel Machmir Kedivrei Beis Shammai. So there were three positions of Beis Shammai. Rabban Gamliel would be stringent in accordance with Beis Shammai. The first one was if he wouldn't do hatmana, I mean he wouldn't insulate food, and we'll see what that means on Yom Tov, lechatchila, whatever. We'll get to what that means. Ein zok v'nes minor Yom Tov, and he wouldn't build his candelabra on Yom Tov. Bein ofen pitin gritzin el rikin, he wouldn't bake thick bread; he would break thin breads. Amen Rabban Gamliel, mi mein shel beis ava lo ofen pitin gritzin el rikin. And they all said, in my father's house, what they did as well. They always baked thin bread. That doesn't prove anything. Your family was very machmir. But they allowed everybody else to do it. It was open. And they let people bake whatever they wanted. Big, thick breads, didn't matter. Okay, fine. So the Mishnah, the context of the Mishnah is, you know, as we sometimes have, has no organizing principle, except that these were three things that Gamliel used to do. But we're going to focus on number one. So the Gemara says, hey, chi dummy. What exactly is the case that he would not be tomen, he would not insulate food? So what does that even mean? So the Gemara says, idonach erev tafshilin, if it's a case where he set aside an erev tafshilin, my taima, de Beis Shammai, why would anybody, even Beis Shammai, think that it's forbidden to insulate food? I mean, you're allowed to cook, and hatmana can't be any worse. I mean, yes, on Shabbos, we don't allow hatmana bedavar hamosif hevel, right? The background to this is that on Shabbos we allow hatmana shel ein hamosif hevel, right? We allow insulating to an extent if what we're using to insulate doesn't make things hotter, if not complete insulation, right? All types of different categories. If it's hatmana mosif hevel, like you don't cook something but you stick it into embers. Right, so then that's called Hadman B'dafer Mosav Hevel, and that's Aser on Shabbos. Whatever it is, it's less stringent than cooking. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. If you made an Erev Tafshilin, so why shouldn't you be able to insulate food for Shabbos? Doesn't make any sense. You're allowed to cook, so why can't you insulate? V'id alo nech tefshilin, my time it is ill. And if you didn't make an Erev Tafshilin, so you can't prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos. So why would anyone say it's mutter? So possibility one is that it's a case where you did not set aside an Erev Tafshilin. And yet, there's a special dispensation that until now, we haven't talked about in a little while, but if you remember the first several months of this perek, we had the halacha of Erev Tafshilin. In order to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, you need to set an Erev Tafshilin. But the Gemara says, let's say you forget. So you're still allowed to cook enough from Yom Tov to Shabbos, kidei chayav, very basic, enough that you could survive Shabbos. Rav Huna l'tamei, da'amar Rav Huna, and this is Rav Huna according to his own position, because he holds that mishalon yech erev tafshilin, if you don't set aside an erev tafshilin, ofen lo pas achas, or mevashen lo kedera achas, so you can bake one loaf of bread, you can cook one food, umadlikin and nos on there, and you can light the candle. And you can even make a tiny fish. And Tani Nami Hachi, and the Brisa says it as well. Even if you forgot to make an Erev, so often lo pas achas, v'tom lo k'der achas, madligan lo asaner. So you can bake and you can insulate, and you can light a candle. Mechamen lo kitan echad, and heat up one thing of water. Some say you can even fry one fish. So possibility one is that we're talking about a case where you didn't make an Erev, and yet the Makil position would say you're still allowed to prepare for Shabbos minimally, and presumably Rami Gamliel, possibly Beis Shammai, that you're not allowed to. That's possibility one.
Allowed to prepare completely, or just not this?
Well, that's what the Gemara is going to. At this stage, it sounds like anything. The Gemara is about to suggest that Hanmana is unique, but hasn't done it yet, as we'll see in the Mefarshim, that they will note this. But at this point, the assumption seems to be you can't do anything. But then Rav Amar, no. Rav says, La'olam sheniach. It is a case where you made an error of tafshilin. Right, so yes. So according to possibility one, hatmana isn't unique. It's saying even hatmana. Not only can you not cook, according to Beis Shammai, and light a candle, you can't even do hatmana, you can't even insulate food that was already, you know, that was already cooked. So then the Gemara says, okay, but Rava says maybe that's not true. Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe you did make an Erev Tafshilin. So why would you say if you made an Erev Tafshilin, you can't insulate food? It doesn't make any sense. Right? You're allowed to cook. Right? So why wouldn't you be allowed to insulate? So the Gemara says something very unique. Vishaini has money, the Muchamilsa, Dadaita Shapsakovit. Ironically, insulating is worse. Because cooking, right, if you cook on Yom Tov, right? It might be, when if someone saw you cooking at noon on Erev Shabbos, which is Yantif, they'll look at you and say, you're either cooking for a late lunch, or just lunch, right? Or you're cooking for Shabbos. They don't know, right? It doesn't stand, you know, it doesn't scream and say, hi, I'm cooking for, yeah, for Shabbos. Because you could be cooking for today or tonight. But insulating food, you don't insulate food you're eating now, you insulate food you're eating later, right? You take warm food, and you insulate it because you want to hold on to it for later. So specifically, insulation makes it clear that it's for Shabbos. And since the whole point... Right. So the Gemara suggests that maybe it's Hatmana specifically, right? The first possibility was Hatmana can't possibly be as bad as Bishul, because Bishul is Bishul. If Bishul is Mutter from Yom Tov to Shabbos, right, with an Erev Tafshilin, then for sure Hatmana is. So the Gemara says it must be a case where you didn't make an Erev Tafshilin, and the Machlokes, Bishul and Bisham, is are you allowed to do anything? Hatmana is within that, but Hatmana isn't unique. Possibility two is no, Hatmana is unique. We're talking about a case where you made an Erev Tafshilin. Cooking's fine. Why? Because cooking, you have an Erev Tafshilin, plus when you cook, you look at it and you say, oh, well, maybe it's for Yontif, maybe it's for Shabbos. Right? It doesn't scream, I'm preparing for Shabbos. Hatmana does scream, I'm preparing for Shabbos, because Hatmana is one of those things you only do for later, right?
So what do you have to say, Shiniach, like you say, Shloimiach? What's the difference? Let's say he wasn't even there.
No, because now the Gemara wants to explain, okay, well, what's the Machlok? The assumption is that this Shita is still only Beis Shammai. So the Gemara is trying to figure out, okay, when would Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai argue? So when you make an Erev Tafshilin, Beis Hillel will say you can do things even which are Muchicha Milsa LeShabbos, right, they're clear that it's for Shabbos, and Beis Shammai will say no, that even an Erev Tafshilin can't allow you to do Hatmana. That's.
You can't do that when you aren't meaning
So that was possibility one, right? Possibility one was the case.
And that Hatmana is.
Oh, so you could have, but as the postgame will note, the simplest read of the Gemara is the Gemara hadn't thought of this yet, right? But you're right, meaning a theoretical construct. The Mishnah seems to, the Gemara seems to have gone the two extremes, right? Either you haven't made an Erev Tafshilin, the Machlokes is about everything, Hatmana is not unique, or it's about Erev Tafshilin, and the Machlokes is about Hatmana, which is unique. In theory, the Machlokes could have been when you didn't make an Erev Tafshilin, everyone agrees that you're allowed to cook Kedei Chayev, you're allowed to cook basic, the Machlokes is in that case Hatmana, you're right. But as the version will note, the fact that the Gemara didn't do it is because the Gemara hadn't yet thought of this whole thing, right? But that's exactly, but yes, theoretically, that's what everyone's going to point out, is there is a theoretical third construct which the Gemara didn't introduce yet. Or okay, so the Gemara says, Eisei Abaye. So Abaye challenged this and said, Chananya Omer, Beis Shammai Omer, Mein Ofen Elam Kein Irev, Bepas, Vein Mevash Elam Kein Irev, Betafshel, Vein Tomen Elam Kein Ayelocham, Min Tmun Emer of Yom Tov. Abaye says, I have a different possibility. Chananya had said that, but we paskin like Beis Hillel, that, and we'll come back to this in a moment, but let's assume for the moment, Beis Hillel paskins, an Erev Tafshilin is simply one cooked food and that's it. Right? We discussed a few months ago why in practice we do a food plus a baked item, and we will get back to that right now. But for a moment, let's assume that that's not the case, that we don't paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, that all you have to do is make one cooked food. Chananya says Beis Shammai doesn't agree. Beis Shammai says that an Erev is one of each type of one food for each process that you want to do from Yom Tov to Shabbos. You want to cook, leave a cooked food. You want to bake, leave a baked food. You want to fry, you want to light a candle, whatever you want to do, right? Leave something unique, including Hatmana, right? Van Tom and Elam Gain Hayelo Chamin Tmunim Erev Yom Tov. Ha Hayelo Chamin Tmunim Miha Ovid. But if you have insulated food, then you are allowed to insulate from Yom Tov to Shabbos. So Abaye says, I don't understand. Chananya says explicitly, Beis Shammai would allow you when you set up an Erev Tafshilin to do Hatmana. V'afal gavda mucha milsa da daita to Shabbos kavod, even though it's clear you did it for Shabbos. So Elam or Abaye, kigon she'irav lozeh, ve'lo yirav lozeh, v'chananya hiva liba de Beis Shammai. So I have a third possibility. according to Hananya, there is a fundamental machlokas between Vesil and Bishamai. Do you need to leave only one food total or one food per process? So the case is where you left a cooked food, but you didn't leave an insulated food. According to Beis Hillel, that's fine. You're allowed to insulate from Yom Tov to Shabbos. According to Beis Shammai, that's not okay because you need something unique. So the Gemara ends up having three possibilities and not the fourth that Sam suggests. One, answer one and three reject the possibility that Hatman is in any way unique. Right? Possibility one is that a machlokes is there or is not the heter kedei chayev. Right? Are you or are you not allowed to cook, prepare enough food, like basics, for Shabbos, even that an Eftef Shilin? Beis Shammai says no, and that's from Leal's position. Beis Hillel says yes. Possibility three is Hatmana is not unique. Hatmana is unique in the sense that Beis Shammai thinks that you need an Eruv food for each process. Beis Hillel thinks you don't, and therefore, if one were to leave only a cooked food, according to Beis Hillel, one is still allowed to do everything. According to Beis Shammai, if you leave only a cooked food, you can't do Hatmana, but you can do cooking. According to possibility two, the case is where you made an Erev Tav Shilin, the machlokes is or is not Hatmana unique, because it's the malacha that screams, hi, I'm for Shabbos. Those are the three possibilities in the Gemara. So there's basically, within just this unit, three minor questions that we have to deal with. And I don't usually mean that, but I really do mean that here. Right, the three minor questions we have to deal with. Okay. And they are as follows. Right, one is this heter of kedei chayev. Right, let's take the first one first. The Gemara assumes that Beis Hillel, at least, and possibly Beis Shammai as well, but at the beginning, at least Beis Hillel it holds, that if one does not make an Erev Tav Shilin, you are allowed to cook enough food for Shabbos. Now, if you remember, on Daf Yud Zayin, we had a long, complicated discussion of when you forget to make an Erev Tav Shilin, are you allowed to take your food and be makane to somebody else and let them cook for you, right? And, or is, right, kimcho, hu nesar, v'kimcho nesar, right, is it that only you aren't allowed to cook or your food can't be cooked on Yom Tov? And a whole long discussion of how exactly one could allow somebody else to cook for you, right? Do you have to be makane, can you not be makane, all that stuff. So the fundamental question the Rishonim asked was, okay, how do you deal with the two Gemaras? Our Gemara says, if you forget to make an Erev Tav Shilin, according to Beis Hillel, no problem, cook minimal amount of food. You won't have an elaborate Shabbos, but you'll have a Shabbos. And makes no mention of the possibility of having someone else cook for you. The Gemara in Daf Yud Zayin says if you forget to cook, so get somebody else to cook for you. Either they're allowed to cook your food or invite you over, whatever, right? All types of suggestions over there. But never brings up the heter of kedei chayev. So you have two Gemaras that seem to be suggesting two radically different perspectives of what you do when you didn't make an Eruv. And they don't seem to know of each other, right? Or sort of at first glance. That's really what the, right, the Rishonim say, right? If you look, right, this was, remember Daf Yud Zayin, right? This was, it was just the bottom, right? Just to refresh our memories, right? Misha lo haniach Eruv Tav Shilin, this is, it's like 15 lines from the bottom of Yud Zayin and Alice, right? Yibayalu, Misha lo haniach Eruv Tav Shilin, if you don't make an Eruv, who nesar v'kimcho nesar, right? Are you not allowed to cook and your food can't be cooked? What's the difference? To give your food to others. If you're forbidden and other people, and your food is forbidden, the only way to do it is to give it to other people, like bimatana. And we don't tell to the time, what does it mean, a matana? Right, how, fine. The Omar Hunasar Ven Kimchonasar, but if you say that your food can be cooked, so Lotzarach Laknui Kimchalachirim, you don't even need to give your food to someone else, just invite them over and have them cook for you. Right? And then the Gemara went through and tried to prove it. But again, it never brings up kedei chayev. Just say, cook. Okay, so what are the possibilities? How do you deal with them? So, right, there's different possibilities, right? If we map them out, there's two basic possibilities. One is that there's in fact a machlokas, right? And the Gemara on Yud Zayin doesn't hold the Gemara on Daf Chaf Aleph Beis. Possibility two is they do agree, and then we have to figure out why they don't mention it. Right? That's basically the two directions that Rishonim take. Right? Now, we can even, without too much thinking, we can come up with a way of being miyashi of them. So the simplest way is simply to say, if you have other people around, so then you have another solution. If you don't have anybody else around, so then Kedei Chayiv is a last resort, right? It's just that we need to get to that point, but if there's someone else who can cook for you, then fine. Or a second possible practical solution is Kedei Chayiv allows you to make minimal food. But let's say you don't want minimal food on Shabbos, you want more. So then you need to come on to the question, well, okay, if I don't just want a loaf of bread and I want, you know, and maybe one little fish, I want a real Shabbos meal. So then the Gemara in Yedzayin tells you, well, how do you get a full meal? I mean, there are very practical ways of explaining why we need both halachos. Again, the other possibility is to say no, right? There's a mechlokes. So that's really what the Rishonim get into.
You say that this is just trying to work out Beis Shammai, was Rabban Gamliel, and has nothing to do
with it. Well, it's working out Beis Shammai by contrasting to Beis Hillel.
Right.
Because right, Deir Chayiv is clearly Beis Hillel. Right. So. Right. So it sounds like...
But because Rabban Gamliel said a Beis Shammai, then you have to...
Right. So you could just say that
nothing to do with
if you think that Kedei Chayiv isn't real, except it quotes a brisa for it, so it makes it harder for it to not exist at all. Okay, so but that's what the Rishonim take up. So if you look at number one here, the Rashba takes it up. He says, "Ve'ein sarach lahaknas kimchos la'achirim." So he said, what the Gemara is telling you is you don't have to give it to other people. He says, right, practical solution that we said number two, which is very simple. You're right. If all you want, right, let's say you're not feeling so well, you're not so hungry, so, you know, it's the third day of Yontif, right? Like, how much do you want to eat? You forget to make a chef shilling. You run to the rabbi and he says, look, you can't cook too much, but if you want, you can make one challah, you can make one little piece of fish, you know, one piece of gefilte fish, and zoo! And you say to him, good, what else do I need? It's the third day of Yontif, right? I've already eaten more than my fill. I'll be fine with a piece of bread and a piece of fish. So then the Rajba says, fine. All the Gemara and Yudzayin is telling you is that if you say, no, I want a full meal, so then Kedei Chayiv doesn't help you. But the two Gemaras work perfectly together. Right? He says, v'halachai, and they're both halacha. D'hatanu v'braisa, nam yitzisvira le'achin. Because it's, right, against Gerard's point, right? He anticipated Gerard's question, which is maybe we don't paskin dechayev, right? Maybe that was only a suggestion for Beis Hillel responding to Beis Shammai. It's all theoretical contract. He said, no, it's a braisa. Yisrael achin v'lo ashkan amor depolagaleg. No one argues in the braisa, so it must be true. V'chein paska harazalzal, and that's how that's how Ruzach Elevi, meaning the Baal Mor paskins, v'alvo pishlokas v'arif, d'abalachos. And even though the rif doesn't mention it, it's still halacha. U'mitstabra mikdani ofen v'tzolin. Lo dafka achirim osen lo abul atzma we know osen u diktonim aziz in okay so sorry that's possibility one. Possibility two is that maybe right so sorry that was possibility one. Possibility two is no there's no machlokes and you're misunderstanding Kedei Chayiv, right? Who said you're allowed to cook for Kedei Chayiv? Right? Maybe, right? Look at the words carefully. Ofen lo pas achas. Maybe they have to be read together. That even when other people cook for you, they can only cook Kedei Chayiv. But you never have a heter to cook at all. Right? Umistabra mikdani ofen vitzolin lo, tidafka achirim osen lo vulatzma wene ose. Udiktari masin se intom nezacham lechatkilo biyomto, intom nafio de achirim kamar. So possibility two is, no, combine the two shitas lechomra. It's a possibility. One is there are two different options. If I want a small amount of food, I'm allowed to cook. If I want a lot of food, I can't. That's how the Gemara's are miyushav. Possibility two is no. Read them together. L'chomra. I need someone else to cook, and he's limited. Kedei Chayiv. But that he rejects. So Yerushalmi mashma d'afut so l'atzmo. He says I don't think that's true. Yerushalmi sounds explicitly Kedei Chayiv is a heter for you to cook. Right, which leaves us with the original svar of the Rashba. Right, that the way they work together is. If someone else is cooking for me, they can do whatever they want. If I'm cooking for myself, I'm limited. The possibility the Rashba raised and then rejected was that even when other people cook for me, they're limited to Kedei Chayiv. It's a double chumra. And that's how the two sugyas work together. Okay. The Meiri writes as follows. He said, "B'gemara misparish davar zeh b'shnei panim." Right, our Gemara explains the case in one of two ways. Possibility one was, it's a case where you didn't make an Erev, and Beis Hillel holds you're allowed to cook basic needs, kidei chayav. Now he accepts what Gerard said, right, which is that this was not a really halacha. Le halacha, we don't pask in this way. This was a havamina in the Gemara to explain Beis Hillel, which the Gemara rejects. We paskin like Daf Yud Zayin, that you can't cook it all without a Nerev Tavshilin. If you want any food, you need the other person to cook it for you. That's possibility one. The Yesh Poskin Kamoso, and some people say, no, it is the halacha bizu, Kamosha Perishnu Lamala, Binyan Kim Chonesar. V'derech sheinihu, and then the possibility, second possibility in our Gemara is that sheiniach erev tavshilin, or shelo heiniach as elo pas v'tavshil, v'lo erev b'mayim chamin. Possibility two in the Gemara is you didn't make an erev, and the question is when you didn't leave insulated food, v'ayu b'shamay sorvim she'erev v'pas v'tavshil mo la'afiyu bishul, that if you leave a cooked and baked food, that's enough for cooking and bishul, v'lo atmana b'naf for insulating, shetaruch u'la'arev akol min v'min, pas la'afiyu, Tavshil Lavashel, Mayim Chamin Lahatman as a Chamin, Vitel Matirim, Shaladaitam, Lefishi Tasenu, Tavshil Pasmol, Lachol, Lashita Cheresavil, Tavshil Lavan, Moel, Lachol. Right, that's possibility too, is that there's nothing to do with Kidei Chayev, it's all a question in how you set up an Erev Tavshilin. But now we have, therefore, three possible solutions. The Meiri's solution, or first solution, is that there's a Machlokas, right? Daf Yud Zayin assumes that when you don't set up an Erev Tavshilin, you can't do anything. And that's why it suggests being machane to other people. Daf Chaf Aleph has a Havamina. That according to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to cook without an Erev Tavshilin basic needs. And then he says, like Gerard, that's because the Gemara only suggested the Heter of Kedei Chayev in the context of a Havamina of Beis Hillel to reject a theoretical position. Right, it was a theoretical construct of Beis Hillel responding to Beis Shammai. We don't paskin like it, so why in Yud Zayin do we not hear about Kedei Chayev? Because it's not halacha. It's just a theoretical construct the Gemara brought up. It's a havamina, daf chavalev, but it's not halacha. That's possibility one. Possibility two was the Rashba, the no. Both are true. If I only want minimal food, Kedei Chayev. The Gemara in Yud Zayin was saying a normal person wants more than minimal food, then you need somebody else to cook for you. Possibility three was the Rashba's suggested and rejected possibility, which that you have to read them together, L'chomra, they can only have other people cook, Kedei Chayev. Okay. Now, the Rashba had noted that the Rif doesn't quote the halacha of Kedei Chayev. And the Balamor, and the Miri rather, explicitly, so the Rashba assumes that the Rif paskins like this halacha, he just doesn't mention it. Right? The Miri says, no, we really don't paskin like it, and the Rif, presumably, according to the Miri, the reason he doesn't mention it is because it's not halacha. So that brings us to the next question. Okay, why would you say that it's mutter or not to cook Kedei Chayev? Right? Why would you say it's mutter? Why would you say it's usser? So what do you think, right? Why would you say it's mutter? Why would you say it's usser? Right, you're stuck. You didn't cook, right? You have no other choice. You make an Erev Tavshilin, you have no choice. Can you or can you not cook basic food? So why would you...
Is the difference of Issur Raita and Issur Rabbanan?
So, right, so one possibility could be it's a difference of Deraisa Derabbanan, right? Which we'll see is a version of what people say, right? Now, what would a way of saying that be? Right, in the language of the Gemara. Daraisa Derabanan is in the Gemara. But the Gemara has a more specific machlokas here. Right, the Gemara has a machlokas in Psachim, Daf Mem Vav, and here as well. The main Psachim, we saw it a little bit while ago, between Rabba and Rav Chisda. Mi Daraisa, is it Mutter, Levashel, Mi Yom Tov L'Shabbos? Right?
Right,
or not? Right? Is it that it's mutter cook from Yom Tov Shabbos, and then Chazal wanted to make sure that you leave enough food for Shabbos, and therefore they set up Erev Tavshilin to remind you? Or, no, midaraisa, it's usher to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, and it's only mutter because of Hoil, right? But to start with, it's a backhanded heter, but it's really usher midaraisa, right? Erev Tavshilin, based on how we discussed a year ago already, right? Beginning. Of my time, at least, teaching this year, how we could even solve Doraisa problems, right? Doraisa, Derabanan problem, but meaning specifically, Machlokes Rabban or Chizda. of Hoel, not Hoel, of Ofen Miyom Tov L'chol, etc. Okay, so let's figure. So in the Shud Mekshiv Dvarim, I quoted in here three. The Dachal Daf is a quote. He says Bidas Harif. So he says Daha Dikam Rav Huna Kan Demishal Necheru Tavshilin Ofen Lo Pas Achas Zerak Im Lo Mani Lefos Bimakne Kimcho Lachir. So first he just explains why is it that the Rif wouldn't paskin like it, right? Because the Rif assumes that the sugyas are mutually exclusive. The only reason you would have to be right, you would have to cook de chayav, is because you can't give it to other people. Right, that's what we already said. The simplest reason to reject this halacha is to say it's in tension with Daf Yud Zayin. Okay, now as to the svara, so you look at the Tzlachan 4. He says, "V'od nir lefias daiti da filu the svarim digan digam sham garsin rava." Gam kein lo kashi. He says, not a problem. I'm not going to get into his Rava Rava thing. But this is what he says. De Rava sover, de bahachi plige beishamai u beisila. What's the machlokis beishil and beishamai of whether kadei chayiv is mutter or not? Or, in other words, right, for the tzlach, he thinks there's a machlokis beishil beishamai lemaskana. But the same thing can be said, what's the machlokis, the Rajba and the Rif, or the Rajba and the Meiri? Meaning, why is kadei chayiv mutter or not? He says, de beishamai sover, Shetam ha'iruv kidei sheyomru miyom tov l'shabbos ein ofen. Ulekach asra atmana mishum demuch chamilsa. Ubeis hil samri shetam ha'iruv mishum kvod shabbos. Kidei sheyivur mana yafe v'chulei lekach gam atmana shari. So he focuses on not the daraisa darabanan question that we'll see a little bit later. And I think the Marwai Sada, I think that's where I gave it from. He focused on the other half of it. The Gemara had two possibilities. Why do we have an Erev Tavshilin? One is for Kavod Yom Tov. The other is L'Kavod Shabbos. I mean, one was, we have an Erev because, really, there's no problem cooking for Shabbos, but we're afraid you're going to forget. So we tell you, you have to cook, you have to make an Erev Tavshilin, which will remind you to cook for Shabbos. The other one was, no, we don't want people to be cooking from Yom Tov to Chol, so if we forbid you to cook even for Shabbos, so then everyone will realize how Chashav Yom Tov is. So the Tzlach is very simple. If you think the reason you have an Eruv is L'Kavod Shabbos, so how does it make any sense to say that if I forget to make an Eruv, I'm eliminating Kavod Shabbos completely? Right? No. Right? If I set up an Eruv to begin with to remind me that I'm really allowed to cook for Shabbos, I just want to remind you, right? Which is, right, the flip side of what Sam was saying. I mean, if I think that Me'ikra Adin, I'm allowed to cook me, Yom Tov L'Shabbos, and the only point of an Eruv is Kedesh Yivra Mana L'Shabbos, that I remember to cook for Shabbos, so that implies A, it is Mutter Midoraisa, and B, I'm only making Eruv L'Kavod Shabbos, so what sense does it make to say if I forget it, I can't do Kavod Shabbos at all? What we say is, if you forget to make an Erev Tavshilin, so have a minimal Shabbos. So you remember in the future not to be stuck in this situation. But if you think that the reason we make you make an Eruv is because you shouldn't be cooking Mikra Din from Yom Tov to Shabbos, and we want to emphasize that you're not allowed to cook from Yom Tov to anything else, so how do we drive that point home? By saying, when you forget to make an Erev Tavshilin, your Shabbos will suffer for the sake of Yom Tov. Right, but Rava Mefarish, but Eish Aper, the Tamishum Yivra Mana Yafe, Kvezil, Shari Halacha, Kvezil. So he says, and therefore Halah Halacha, we paskin like Bishilel, like Rava, because Rava paskins that it's about Kavod Shabbos, meaning Mekra Din, there's no problem cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos, and since it's L'Kavod Shabbos, that's why Bishilel would be Matzer Kedei Chayev. So that's the Tzlach.
So which one's the Raisa and which one's the Rabbana?
So he doesn't directly reject the Del Raisa, right?
Both are Rabbana, but different reasons.
Right, meaning, but you could extend it from what he says, right? He focuses on whether it's L'Shem Yom Tov or L'Shem Shabbos. But as we saw at the time, right, if we go back months, some of the people, the Mefarshim say that the Machlokes in the beginning of the Perek, whether Erev Tavshilin is the Kavod Shabbos or Kavod Yom Tov, itself hangs on the Machlokes in Psachim of whether Me'ikra Din, Midaraisa, you're allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos or not. If you think there's no problem cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos, the only reason you set up an Eruv is L'Kavod Shabbos. If you think that there's a Daraisa problem cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos, then the point of an Erev Tavshilin was to solve the Yom Tov problem, and therefore, if you forget to cook, to send an Erev Tavshilin, you can't cook because of, right, midaraisa, there's a problem of cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos. So if we combine that pshat in the machlokas between Kadesha Yivru Manali Yafet versus Kadesha Lo Yomru with the daraisa derabanan question of cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos, then that comes to Sam's point. Right, following the language of our Gemara here, right, the Tzlach says that it's the machlokas of is Erev Tov Shilin for Shabbos or for Yom Tov. Then it's Siv in 5 takes it a bit differently. He says as follows. He says Kfar Havu Bat Tuva Mefarshei Rif Rambam. All the Mefarshim try to figure out what is the machlokas right? Why the Rif and Rambam not paskin kedei chayev? If you think they don't paskin kedei chayev, V'lein Yira Desvir Le the Rav Huna LeTaimei the Zeh Barur Midamar Madlikin Loner Achad Shma Mina Below Erev Tov Shilin Asra Afilo Hatakas Neiros. He says as follows. Rav Huna has two unique positions in our Gemara. One is Kidei Chayev, and two is that you need an Eruv, and we'll come back to this, to light candles on Yom Tov. Umishum Kach, for Shabbos meaning. Ukmo Shekasa Vatosas Vatrash, Tzrichim Lomar Menusar Yom Tov, Shilin Ladur Kresh, Shagra, Hainu Laman, Yom Tov, Leslan, Ho'il. And this is Sam's point explicitly. He says, why in God's name would you say you can't light a candle on Yom Tov for Shabbos? He said, I understand you could say that midaraisa, you're not allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, because cooking, fine. Cooking, it's only a suffix whether I'm going to use it on Yom Tov itself. But if I have a candle burning from noon, right, I'm using it already on Yom Tov. The only reason you would say I can't light a candle on Yom Tov is if I don't hold of Ho'il. Right, if I don't hold of Ho'il, meaning, because think about it. Anybody comes over to my house, if you hold a ho'il, cooking, what are the chances somebody's coming over to eat in my house, right, on 3 o'clock in Erev Yom Tov? What's the chance that nobody in my house is going to, I don't know, need to look in a closet, right? Look in a dark room, right? This wasn't the 21st century. It wasn't like they left all their lights on and it was all on a timer. If it turned out you needed to find anything in the house, right, that wasn't in a room where there was sunlight, you needed a candle burning, right? So why would you say you can't light a candle on Yom Tov when it's for Shabbos? If you legamre think there's no ho'il, meaning you think that fundamentally it's aser, like Sam says, midaraisa to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. He says, okay, hadishari lasem Yom Tov l'Shabbos, mishum ditzarchei Shabbos nasen v'Yom Tov, v'hainu mishum mitoch v'choldavar. He said, if you were to say that you could prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos, it must be because you think that you're allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Why would you think midaraisa you're allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos? Probably because of mitoch. V'imkein afagav derabbanan hasri mishum kedeshil yom rofen me yom tov l'chol ha midaraisa kil me yom tov l'shabbos mishum hachi afil shachok lasos erev tov shilin shari mishum kedechayev lasos me yom tov l'shabbos. So he says, okay, so if you think then midaraisa, you're allowed to do it. So then, right, it's a little bit convoluted, but he said, right, what it comes down to is, if you think midaraisa, you're allowed to cook, from you're allowed to prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos, so it makes sense that if you forget to make an Erev Tov Shilin, we allow you to prepare for Shabbos, because it's only a derabanan problem. Aval didon dekaimelon kirabba, but if you're passing like Rabba, dabad lokas anerin tzrichim klal Erev Tov Shilin, you don't need an Erev Tov Shilin for a candle. V'enzrach on a loke shrug of a heter shall feel bishul having mishum dechazil orachim. And the, oh, okay, sorry, I messed up this calculation. It goes like this. This is the problem with the Gemara Mitzachim. Okay, the Gemara Mitzachim had said two possibilities. One was the reason you're allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos is because it's mutter legamre. The other one is ho'il, right? Is that really it's also from Yom Tov to Shabbos, but it's mutter because of ho'il,
right,
plus Erev Tov Shilin. So he says, okay, if you think it's mutter midaraisa with no ho'il, so then a few things follow. One is that if you don't make an Erev Tov Shilin, you're allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos because it was mutter to begin with. The second thing is that you don't need ho'il, right? If it's mutter to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos l'chadchila, then you don't need ho'il,
right,
which means that lighting a candle for later on, right, is potentially usur, because if it doesn't fall under the heter of tzorchei, right, meaning it's potentially, I hold certain things are mutter legamre, but I don't hold of ho'il. So whatever is not mutter legamre is usur legamre, right? There's only two categories, mutter or usur. right? Not mutter because of Hoel.
We had the same concept a few weeks ago.
Yeah, when we dealt with Hoel all the time. So he says, okay, if you think that it's mutter to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, period, you don't need Hoel. So then lighting candles, right, which is not included for whatever reason in the heter of Sarchei Yom Shabbos Nasan Yom Tov, so then since I don't Hoel, it's Aser. But Mitzad Sheni, when I forget to prepare for Shabbos, make an Erev Tov Shilim, I'm allowed to cook because there's no Daraisa problem. But Rabbah holds that you're not allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. The only reason you're allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos is because of Hoel, right? You need to say that this is the type of thing that I could use today, and therefore it's not called preparing for Shabbos. It says, okay, the Badlokah is an Erev Tov Shilim, Erev Tov Shilim, Vein Tzarech Lomar, Ladluke Shraga. It says, according to Rabbah, Mito chomraso yatsa kula, right? Everything is really also from Yom Tov to Shabbos, unless it's the type of thing that I can plausibly say I'm going to need on Yom Tov. Well, lighting a candle is number one example of thing that there's a very good chance I'm going to need it on Yom Tov, and therefore that's going to be mutter, and therefore I don't need an eruv for it. Vaheder shalfiu bishul, but cooking. Having mishum to chazil orchim is because of hoel. V'adaram miyom to l'shabbos yozer chomer me'ilu miyom to l'chol. Miyom to l'shabbos aser mishum hachana. And according to that position, we've seen in the Gemara, cooking from yom to l'shabbos is a big problem. Because as the Gemara said, you're never allowed to cook from yom to anything, to Shabbos or chol. And Shabbos is worse because of hachana. Hachana is machshev cooking, so it sort of challenges hoel, as it were. The whole heter whom Yishum imiklai orchem eve yom to mechel latzma. The whole, right, the only reason it's mutter is because of hoel, that makes it that even though I'm preparing for Shabbos, I'm not. The whole zi efter ba'ofe pasachal and vashal tafshal echem Yishum kedei chayev de Shabbos heich nim imiklai orchem. And then he says the ismaka patish, which is, wait a second. If you think that the only reason you're allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos is because it might be sufficient for Yom Tov, right? Might be cooking for Yom Tov. So dafka, that's only if I'm cooking berevach, or if I'm cooking a lot of food. Because then I can plausibly say, well, look, right, I'm putting up a huge pot of tea because maybe people are going to come in and I'm going to want to give it to them. But if you're only allowed to cook kedei chayev, right, if I have 5 guests, my 1 challah roll and my 1 piece of gefilte fish is not helpful, haraya, it's for Shabbos. But if the only reason I'm allowed to cook today is because of hoel, right, it doesn't help you, right? So what the Netziv says cleverly is, to bring it all together, right? If you think that the reason you're allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos to begin with is because Daraisa, it's fine. Dirabbanan, we imposed Erev Tavshilin. So then, fine. If you forget it, we allow you to cook minimal. But and there's no problem because you're technically allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos.
Nothing to do with
Hoel. Nothing to do with Hoel. It's just right. Mutter midaraisa. Even if it's Usher midaraisa, and we need to combine Hoel plus Erev Tavshilin to get around all the problems, so then you can't have Kedei Chayav because the only heter is that it should look like you're preparing for today in case guests show up. But we're not going to let you cook everything, because if you let cook everything, then Erev Tavshilin goes in the garbage. Right? So the best we can do is Kedei Chayav. But Kedei Chayav is so paltry that it doesn't look like you're preparing it for today. If you're not preparing it for today, Hoel doesn't kick in. If Hoel doesn't kick in, and you think it's Asr Midaraisa, cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, Memele it's Asr, so Kedei Chayav is worthless. And therefore, it's exactly what Sam says. It's the machlokes between Daraisa and Darabanan. Is it Asr to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos Midaraisa or not? Within that discussion, he adds candles. Right? He says, if you think that it's mutter to prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos, right, it's Dafka Asr to light a candle from Yom Tov to Shabbos, because that's not called Nasei Tzarchei Shabbos, right? That's just Malacha L'Shem Shabbos, which is different. Why that's different, he doesn't fully explain, but okay. If you think that the Heter is Hoel, lighting a candle in the realm of Hoel is the easiest, because lighting a candle is something you might indeed need. Okay, so, conceptually again, the Machlokes, why would you or would you not say Kedei Chayev? To simplify it, the Netziv says it's a question of whether it's Asr Midaraisa or Darabanan.
So why does it bring the Rif and the Rambam? The Rambam never talks about Hoel.
Well, because the Rif and the Rambam don't paskin.
Right, don't paskin about
Kedei Chayev.
Kedei Chayev.
Right.
So he's trying to explain why.
He's trying to, right. Meaning, it's the same thing as explaining Machlokes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, right? It's just, it's a Machlok, it's L'Halacha, whether we have such a position. Okay, So in the end of the day, then it's why would you or would you not say kedei chayev? So the merome sada basically comes down to, is it usher to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos on a daraisa level
or
derabanan? If it's daraisa, you can't do kedei chayev. If it's derabanan, you can. The tzlach says it depends. Is eruv tavshin l'shem Yom Tov or l'shem Shabbos? If it's l'shem Shabbos, it doesn't make sense that the institution of eruv tavshilin will prevent you from making basic needs when you happen to forget to prepare an Erev Tavshilin. If you think the point of Erev Tavshilin is L'kavod Yom Tov, it might very well mess over your Shabbos when you forget to make an Erev Tavshilin. Okay, that's the basics of it. The last just ha'ara on that sugya is what the Daf al Daf quotes from the Sefer B'nai Gola, which is, let's assume we paskin that you're allowed to cook Kedei Chayev. The Gemara says you're allowed to cook one loaf of bread. Okay, what's the problem?
Lecha Mishnah,
right? The very technical problem is we have a chiyuv of Lecha Mishnah on Shabbos that shouldn't be sufficient to cook one loaf of bread, right? So is the Gemara miduyak when it says one loaf of bread? So he says, kashali, das ha-taz, Lecha Mishnah v'Shabbos u'minat Torah. The Taz holds that Lecha Mishnah is a daraisa. So he says, im kein, lama lo atira lo lefas Lecha Mishnah. So then he says very simply, assuming you paskin gechayev, so you're allowed to cook the basic minimum for Shabbos. The basic minimum for Shabbos is two loaves of bread, right? So what is the whole sugya of kedei chayev help if you're not allowing him to do the basic minimum, right? If you think, right, lecha mishnah is daraisa, the basic minimum is two. So he just says, ulayin lahatim lach b'yomtav l'tzarech zesh, shere yachal lishol pasach eres mishchenav. So he said, possibility one is, you can always borrow a second loaf of bread from somebody else. Right? Like, Friday night, I go over to you, right? You know, Laser has at least three loaves of bread, right? It's two for Lecha Mishnah at night, and then another one, so he has Lecha Mishnah during the day. So Friday night, I just go over, and I say, you know, can I borrow your extra loaf of bread just to make Lecha Mishnah? And even during the day, I say, look, can you just lend me the loaf of bread to make Lecha Mishnah? I'll return it to you in 5 minutes, right? Big deal, right? I'm not asking for food, I'm asking to hold on to a piece of bread while I make hamotzi, right? And assuming you're not makben and eating, you know, from both loaves of bread, right? You're not like a grunek and you cut through the whole thing. You have the top and the bottom or whatever. What?
Which was that?
We'll cut from the bottom to the top. If you're chassidish, you'll have 12 loaves of bread or whatever. All types of minhagim. But assuming you're just doing what most people do and you're just eating from one loaf of bread, big deal, so I'll borrow a loaf of bread for Lecha Mishnah. What?
It's like one of those Japanese sword things.
Like yeah, they pile up two and just they cut through. Like,
and they blow it over.
You know the way we do on like Pesach, right? You know, a little bit of the top, a little bit of the, you know. Like that. Pesach.
Samurai, let's say.
Yeah, exactly. Well, a sword can help you on matzah.
Right.
Yeah, anyways. So that's possibility one, is that, because you can always come up with some other way. Inami lo etiru malach b'yom tov l'tzarech mitzvah. Alternatively, no. And he says, inachanami, it's a mitzvah, too bad. The heter of kedei chayev is enough that you can eat, not enough to be mekayem mitzvos. Ure'ei b'shulchan aruch, shemut alachim lo b'tzimtzum, es kol nitzrech lo pasechat, ufi zeh, mishirogal b'chol Shabbos, b'lach ha-mishnah, nireh shegam zeh b'chol tzarekol. So he says, right, he swallows like two possibilities. He says, either you're not allowed to do it, right? Right. So possibly one, you can't do it because you could borrow. Possibly two is you're not allowed to do it because even if it is a mitzvah, too bad. The heter was to cook enough that you need to eat. But then possibility three is that Shulchan Aruch doesn't say pas echad. He says, lahachin lo bitzimtum es kol shenitzrach lo. To cook everything you need. So possibility three is it's lav meduyak. Possibility three is no. Lechem echad isn't dafka. Lechem echad is whatever you need, right?
So it includes food also. Like
so it could be two loaves of bread. What?
Or it includes food. I can have two pieces of.
So that, right. So that's the question. What does it mean, right? It says dag katan. Does that mean if I normally have more than that? I mean, clearly I can't cook my normal feast on Shabbos. But what is kedei chayev? That's an interesting question. I don't know how much, right? One piece of fish, two pieces. I don't know. But something like that. Okay, that was sort of just a parenthetical comment on it. Okay. Question two in the Gemara is this hatmana thing. So here I put very little, but just to see the basics on it. So hatmana. So as we noted, possibility one in the Gemara doesn't, and possibility three, do not suggest the possibility that hatmana is unique. Right? They're assuming that hatmana is not unique. Possibility two, namely that only Hatmana is Asur because it's a clear, it screams, I am for Shabbos. Right, that's the assumption of this, the middle possibility in the Gemara. So, what happened between stage one and stage two that the Gemara didn't think about this Hatmana possibility? So the Tzlach suggests as follows. He says, Amakche asike adaite hasvarag dechayev shari aval yezobra Hatmana lo shayach kol kadach kadechayev atarzen chidesh lo digam Hatmana shayach kadechayev. He said, possibility one is that the what was introduced in stage two was not the uniqueness of Hatmana per se, namely that it screamed Shabbos. What was unique was, well, actually not between 1 and 2, between 1A and 1B, meaning the first, all within possibility 1, is simply the question of whether within Kedei Chayev is Hatmana something which is Kedei Chayev.
So everybody holds Kedei Chayev.
Right, meaning he said, the reason in number 1, they don't bring up Hatmana, at least at the beginning, why they assume that Hatmana is not unique, is because the Gemara thought, well, it can't really be that Hatmana is Mutar Kedei Chayev. It doesn't make any sense. Right? Because, like, I understand you need to cook a little food and bake a little food, but okay. Once you have a piece of bread, you have a piece of fish, right? I also need what? What do I need to be Machman? I need my tea, right? I need my tea, right, on Shabbos. What if you never allow cooking, right? What if you think it's us to make tea on Shabbos, right? Like, you know, which many, many poskim, like the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan, both thought that way, right? Okay, whatever. Make essence. Whatever. Not everyone has tea on Shabbos. Big deal. And the Tartzan said, no, Hatmana is necessary, is Kedei Chayev, and therefore, if you're ossering Hatmana, it must be for a different reason. So that's the Tzlach possibility, right? Which is that, basically, the Gemara started with saying, it's Kedei Chayev. And the Gemara says, it's about Kedei Chayev, Hatmana is never necessary, Kedei Chayev. Once you have a cooked food and you have baked food, Hatmana is not necessary. So if you osser Hatmana, it must be, because you're ossering everything. The second stage of the Gemara, where the Gemara said, no, Hatmana is unique, the Gemara is telling you it is Kedei Chayev, and even though it's Kedei Chayev, it's Asur. Okay. I don't know if that's... Whatever. That's how the Tzlach understands the difference. The reason that the first Daya couldn't think of the possibility that Hatmana was unique was because they couldn't imagine that Hatmana was Kedei Chayev, and therefore if it's Asur, it must be Asur, just like everything else. Possibility two said, no, Hatmana is Kedei Chayev, and therefore if it's Asur, it must be because it's unique. The Rosh Yosef says as follows, V'yira de Beit Shammai pligi, b'ha, de Beit Shammai erev tefshil mitam ho'il, uvatmona dein mitkana toch ha'layla, olo machar Beit Shabbos lo shayach ho'il, v'zil shari mitam mitoch, yitzor chay Shabbos nasa miyomta, v'shom hach v'ayin Beis Yosef toch kuchozayin. Rosh Yosef gives a different possibility. He says, no, there is something fundamental going on. Why is it that you, how does Erev Tavshilin work? All right, again, back to this question. If it's about Ho'il, so then, if it's about Ho'il, Hatmana doesn't work, because the whole point of Hatmana is it's for later, right? If the only reason it's mutter to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos is because I might use it on Shabbos, so Hatmana is out of the picture. That's what the second stage in the Gemara was saying, is if it's about Ho'il, meaning it's about Yom Tov looking like it's for Yom Tov and not looking like it's for Shabbos, well, great, but Hatmana doesn't work that way. If you think that, no, the reason that it's mutter to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos is because it's really mutter to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos because of Mitoch, or because of Tzorcha Yom Tov Nasan B'Shabbos, so then, who cares that Hatmana screams Shabbos? It's mutter. Right? The machlok is between stage one in the Gemara and stage two in the Gemara, or Beishil, Beishamai, Beishil, however you want to say it, is... Back to Sam's point again. Is it mutter to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, in which case it's also mutter to Hatmana? Or is it fundamentally usher to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, unless it looks like it's for Yom Tov? If it's only mutter when it looks like it's for Yom Tov, Hatmana don't help you, right? That's what the Gemara is saying when it says, Much chamilzat l'Shabbos kavod. If the whole point is it's mutter because of Ho'il, Ho'il breaks down when it's much chamilzat that it's not for Yom Tov itself. Now, The problem with this is, what type of Hatmana are we talking about? Right? So there are two types of Hatmana. There's Hatmana, which is akin to cooking, which is Behatmana HaMosif Hevel, where I stick something into coals or in embers. Then there's Hatmana Be'ena Mosif Hevel, where I wrap something in a towel, right? Or whatever, in an insulated blanket.
You think most of Kabbalah is only going to have some heat source?
Right. This whole... Right. What? Or something that... Well... I'm just, let's make it easy, right? Without getting to the science of what Mosif Hebel is, let's assume something hot, okay? Very easy. Fine. So, the problem with this whole Rosh Yosef is, wait a second, I don't get the whole question. Meaning, what malacha is there in Hatmona She'eno Mosif Hebel, right? So, that's what Rabbi Akiva Eiger asked. Rabbi Akiva said, I don't get the whole thing. Because if what we're talking about is something which is fully cooked, and we're being matmen in bedar she'eino mosif hevel, you're just insulating it. So that's a, you know, that's a gzeira, right, on Shabbos in certain circumstances. Again, without getting to all the details, but it's not a malacha. So what is the problem from being matmen from Yom Tov Techol? Right, the whole assumption, this discussion, there's some malacha involved. So we keep it here, says I just don't know what's going on. The Sfasemes says that's great. It must be that this is not about Hatmana, B'davar Shein HaMosef Hevel. It must be a Davar HaMosef Hevel. That's why we're talking on the level of Malacha. Right? He says, Ra'iti B'sefer Drish V'chidish, La'agon B'kve'eger, She'heven Datmana Zuhu, B'tashosh Nigmar B'shul, V'eino L'lahamid Hevel, Lishmor Chomo. Rabbi Kve'eger thinks the type of Hatmana our sugi is dealing with is the type of Hatmana that isn't cooking. M'tokha Chiksha, Lama Hasru B'chi Agam, Hatm Yom Tov. And therefore, he couldn't understand the whole sugya. We're talking about cold food that you're putting in hatmana hamosif hevel. I mean, we're talking about the hatmanas which are akin to cooking. That's why we're talking on the level of malacha, because this is a malacha, right? Okay, so point two in this gemara, right, is right. The first stage that we did was kedei chayev. The second question was what is unique about hatmana and what was the difference between the first stage and the second stage. So we'll now work backwards. The Sfasemes says what I think is probably obvious in our Gemara, that we're talking about Hatmana HaMosef Hevel, because otherwise I don't understand where the discussion gets off the ground. Right, exactly. We're talking about cooking and quasi-cooking. It must be the Mosef Hevel type. That's the Sfasemes point, which I think makes sense. Once we're talking about the Mosef Hevel type, I mean, we're talking about the Hatmana, which is akin to cooking, so we still have to figure out why would you say Hatmana is Mutter and why would you say it's Aser? We saw two possibilities. One is... they're simply arguing about whether or not Hatmana is ever necessary kedei chayev. If you think that it's not necessary kedei chayev, then you must think that Hatmana is not unique and it's part of a broader discussion, which is possibility one. If you think it's possible that it's kedei chayev, that we allow you to make your tea, you know, or whatever it is, so then, okay, fine. If once Hatmana is kedei chayev, it's still also, it must be because it's unique. The Rosh Yosef says something more fundamental, which is no. If the reason that it's mutter to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos is because it's mutter to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, whether it be mitoch or whether it be because tzarcha Yom Tov nasan b'Shabbos, so Hatman is also mutter. If it's only mutter because of ho'il, meaning it's only mutter because it looks like it's for Yom Tov, great, that only works. If it's something that looks like it's for today, Hatmana, which definitionally, it's just like a slow cooker, right? I mean, what he's essentially saying is that if I cooked in a slow cooker and it's only mutter because of Yom Tov, it would be aser, right? Because it's not ready till later, right? If I put something an hour before Shabbos in a slow cooker, right, then hoil doesn't work because I'm not eating it now. That's the whole point, right? It's not going to be ready for 12 hours. Well, he said that's really what Hatmana is, right? Hatmana, B'davar HaMosef Hevel, is essentially a slow cook on my tea, right? It's a slow cook on my bread, whatever I'm putting in the Hatmana, I don't know. Okay, fine. The last point that we'll have to deal with, I guess, next week is... Yeah, what I have here from sources 10 to 17 is the question of lahalacha, do we actually need a separate, do we actually need to, in our Erev Tavshilin, say umadlikin asaner, right? The Gemara makes it sound like you need to do something special to permit lighting candles, or doing hatmana, or baking, or whatever, on Erev Tavshilin. We'll see whether that's true. That's 10 through 17. And then 18 and 19 is just wrapping up halacha on all three of the minor issues in the sugya, so just Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah until the end.
The Rebbe Akiva here assumes that there's no issur of doing hachana for Yom Tov to Shabbos by something that's not a halacha.
Correct. He seems to be assuming that.
But no, it's also not entirely clear.
Right. Right, or, yeah. Right, in a chanami. But he assumes that
Can I bring my Tullis to Shul?
Well, that was one of the broader discussions. We definitely dealt with this at some point, right? Whether Erev Tefillin helps for non-Malacha related.
And that's Tosis, right?
Yeah, it's Tosis in Iran, and I think we dealt with this a while ago. I don't remember. I don't even know how long ago we did. We did deal with it at some point. But yes, Rabbi Vega is assuming that Hachana, which is not a Malacha, is going to be Mutter. That may not be true. You're right. And if you think it's not true, so then maybe that's why we're talking about it here. Right, but that's totally in that machlokas. Machlokas there, Ricky Baker is taking a side. Okay.